Britney Spears is pregnant. Rihanna covers Vogue to talk about her pregnancy, and we give you everything you missed at the CMT Awards. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, April 12th. Yes, it's true, Britney Spears is pregnant. She confirmed the great news, and Kevin Federline has spoken about it. Let's run it down. Britney shocked fans in a post yesterday alluding she was pregnant with her third child, but today she hopped on IG and said even more, captioning this video, "So I have to model my clothes now before I really start showing. I actually do have a small belly here, but at least my pants fit." Yesterday her fiancé Sam Asghari, or husband as she calls him now, that's another story, he posted, "Marriage and kids are a natural part of a strong relationship filled with love and respect. Fatherhood is something I have always looked forward to and I don't take lightly." Well, Kevin Federline, the father of Brit's sons Sean and Jaden, said through his attorney Mark Kaplan, he wishes her the best for a happy, healthy pregnancy and congratulates her and Sam Asghari as they plan for the excitement of parenthood together. We love the positive energy. I hope our queen gets a girl. Take a look at Rihanna, gorgeous, glowing, and pregnant in red on the cover of May's Vogue, shot by Fame photog Annie Leibovitz in an Alaya bodysuit. And the superstar is spilling all the details about her maternity fashion and relationship with baby daddy A$AP Rocky. Saying about Rocky, it was hard to get out of the friend zone with him, saying, quote, "I certainly took a while to get over how much I know him and how much he knows me, because we also know how much trouble we can land each other in." She noted they weren't trying to get pregnant, confessing, "I wouldn't say planning, but certainly not planning against it. We just had fun, and then it was just there on the test. I didn't waste any time. I called him inside and showed him. Then I was in the doctor's office the next morning and our journey began." On pregnancy fashion, she says, "I'm hoping that we're able to redefine what's considered decent for pregnant women," revealing, "My body is doing incredible things right now and I'm not to be ashamed of that." This time should feel celebratory, because why would you be hiding your pregnancy? Carrie, the Judds, Kelsey, Monica? The 2022 CMT Awards were last night, and whether you're at work, on a drive, or on the toilet, I don't want to take up too much of your time, so here's everything you missed in a minute. Start the timer. Kelsey Ballerini unfortunately caught the Rona, but was able to host and perform from home alongside Kane Brown and Anthony Mackie, and she killed it. That always kind of magic. Carrie Underwood stole the night when she hung out literally for her performance of Ghost Story. She also won the Top Award Video of the Year for a record-extending 10th time for Jason Aldean collaboration, If I Didn't Love You. Jimmy Allen brought out a surprising collab when Little Big Town and R&B icon Monica helped him bring life to Pray. Mickey Guyton and Black Pumas kept the collab energy going with Colors. And everybody was talking about the Judds, who made their first performance on an award show in 20 years to promote their final tour. Don't you think it's time? It's been a huge year for Cody Johnson, who won Male Video of the Year and gave a wet and energetic performance of the inspirational Till You Can. And I want to tell you so many more performances and winners, like how Female Video of the Year went to... Well, you're going to have to head to Billboard.com. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.